This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
To get well, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Your prescription for change, your health is your greatest wealth. Did you know that? Do you believe that? Are you practicing that? Well, the choices you make today, every single day, can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. And that's what we're going to empower you to do on this show. So many things are changing every single day. We get all kinds of information bombarded on TV, magazines, radio, with everything about our health. First, one thing will cause cancer, then it protects you from cancer. And you just think, well, what really is the truth? We try to figure that all out. Well, the reality lies in a lot of common sense. Health really is common sense in so many ways. And the reality is when you start making better decisions, basic common sense choices every single day, like eating better, getting more rest, drinking more water, exercising, all these things it feels like grandma taught us when we were little, but we just didn't listen. Well, those are the kind of things that we need to focus on every single day to go to the next level with our health. If you're carrying an extra 30 pounds, and you know you are, just know that 30 pounds can lead to diabetes, it can lead to heart disease, it can lead to high cholesterol, it can lead to arthritis, it can lead to all kinds of health challenges. So what do you do? Do you wait? Do you just kind of sit back and say, well, you know, grandma had it, grandpa had it, I guess I'm just stuck with it. It is what it is. Not really. You did that to yourself. And I'm not coming down on you. You know, the reality is a lot of people think, well, when they're overweight or they've gained weight, they think, well, don't call me fat and don't use the obesity word. And, you know, it's so funny because people sometimes internalize that and they take it so personal, when the reality is they've done it to themselves. So you have done that to yourself. It's not just genetics. You've eaten too much over a long period of time, gained the weight. That's okay. Just say, okay, I know that. I get that. But knowing that and then making massive action as a result of that, saying, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to have diabetes. I don't want to have high blood pressure. And even if it's something that you're dealing with right now, you can come to the point where you can say, I don't want to deal with that anymore. And you can change. But only you can do it. No one else can. The doctor can't do it for you. You can go talk to them all day long until you're blue in the face, and no one can make really you change at all. They can't take responsibility for your health for you. You have to take responsibility for your own health. And that's what we want to empower you to do on this show. Because you can. The greatest things I see every single day, the emails that I get, the people that I talk to, it's just amazing to see a life that has changed, where someone has lost 30 pounds or they're not taking their high blood pressure medication anymore because they don't need to. Their doctor took them off of it. And even they're amazed. Or someone that had diabetes and now they don't. Or somebody that was struggling. Or they're 100 pounds overweight and maybe they got really disciplined and worked with some physicians or some personal trainers and some dietitians and nutritionists, and they got to a place where they lost 70 pounds. And now they don't deal with all of the challenges that they dealt with before. And not only that, not only is it fun to watch for those people, it's exciting to see. But it's exciting to see the young people, their kids, or their loved ones, their family members, that the spouses that love them so much, to see that they get their loved one back. You see, that's where it is, that we get so inward focused that we think our lives are just about us. But they're really not. They're about all those around us. And we've been entrusted with a lot of people that care a lot about us. And it's up to us to make sure that we stay healthy, we remain healthy, that we can be vibrant, that we can be there for our loved ones with the energy and vitality and the ability to make things happen for their lives? See, that's what it comes down to. And so when you make changes, radical changes for your health, you're making those changes not just for you so you can live a healthy life, which is a good thing to do, and it's not selfish at all. It's actually selfless when you do that. But when you start making these kind of radical changes with your health and with your life, you're actually making them for others. You're making them for the ones that care about you, that need you to be healthy. And you're making them an impact. But the reality is you have to do it. No one else can do it for you. So the choice lies with you. No one else can do it, but that's okay. If you understand that, that gives you a lot of power. And the power is to change, that you don't have to be the same that you were 5-10 years ago, that today you can be a brand new person, even with your health. People think, well, I'm diagnosed with diabetes. Don't I always have diabetes? Not really. Because if your hemoglobin A1C is at 8.5, which is way over the mark, your blood sugar is running 160, well, if you change your diet, you lose 30 pounds, you start exercising, and you start following all the basic principles that we talk about, really, this is common sense. And your A1C gets down to 5.6, and your blood sugar gets down under 100, and your doctor tells you you don't have to take metformin or glucophage anymore because I've made a conscious decision that I want to live well. I want to live this lifestyle because I want to thrive. I want to be in my 80s and 90s with all kinds of energy, the same kind of energy that I have now, and be able to be around my family, my kids, and my wife, and everybody else, and just be here and be present, be full of energy, and have the kind of life that I was designed to have. And that's the kind of life that you can have. But you have to be willing to make a change and make the decision that you want to get well, stay well, and live well. 888-283-7272. The lines are open. That's 888-283-7272. If you've got questions about your health, let's go to Tim now. Tim, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Well, I was calling you. I was just listening to your show, and I was wanting to ask you if there is any other suggestions for the headaches.
Okay, what kind of headaches are you talking about?
Headaches. Well, sometimes it's I feel like more in the front. Sometimes like more on the top of the head is like a more. Sometimes when it gets to the point, it starts usually in the morning, and it depends on the day and depends on the weather. And okay. and it starts out little by little, and then it gets to the point that it's more and more, and it's I went to the different doctors, and they said, well, if it's only happening once a week, it's not that bad. They did different tests, and they did a scan of the head, and still they said they couldn't find anything. So they said, well, Tylenol or Advil is just take them, and when you're getting the headache.
But the headaches hurt more on the frontal part of the head, the back part of the head, the left side or the right side? Or do they move around?
Most of the time, more frequently on the front part of the head. It starts with when I wake up, it starts when I feel it. Sometimes I feel it a little bit, and then as the day goes, like until noon, it's starting to hurt a lot more.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking that is because headaches are interesting because there's a variety of issues that can be causing headaches. They could be vascular, they could be psychological, they could be chemical, they could be nutritional deficiencies, they could be structural, meaning that you could have some of the bones in the cervical spine, the neck bones, if you will, could be out of place, and that could be causing some issues with headaches. So there's a variety of things that could cause the headaches. So it's good to get a good evaluation. If you've gone to your family physician and they told you just to take maybe Advil or Tylenol or Motrin or something and just kind of wait it out, I know that's kind of frustrating, but that's standard of care if there's not some other major symptoms going on or if they haven't dug a little bit deeper. A lot of times when you have frontal headaches in the morning, you might want to ask them to run a blood test for the thyroid. If they check the thyroid and see, because a lot of times when you wake up with headaches in the morning on a consistent basis, it shows a sign and symptom of low thyroid function. You might want to look into that first and then check with an osteopathic physician for the structural part.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We'll go into the lines in just a moment. But Facebook and Twitter are really big. We all know that. Social networking, they call it, a big, big deal. And the big talk is it bad for your health? What's it doing to our kids? Kind of like the good, the bad, and the ugly about Facebook. Well, you know, with texting and instant messaging, all of this, there's positive and negative psychological impacts on kids, teens, and young adults. According to lead researcher on social networking, Larry Rosen, he's a PhD and he's professor of psychology at the California State University in Dominguez Hills. And he says, although the social networking can distract youngsters from studying, it also offers teens and young adults an appealing tool for communication, he told WebMD. Now, to concerned parents, Rosa said, don't try to secretly monitor and restrain your children's keystrokes, which I think as a parent you would always tend to do. Everybody wants to monitor everything. You know, kids aren't idiots. That's for sure. We think that, you know, when you're dealing with like a 12-year-old that they can't figure it out, they're going to figure it out. I don't know. I don't know about you, but it wasn't long ago that we were all 12. You really think back. And we weren't stupid. And there's ways to figure out, especially now with computers and cell phones. I mean, it's pretty easy. They're going to figure it out. So he says, how long do you think they'll have time to find what they call a workaround, Dr. Rosen says. And he says, instead, talk to them about the new technologies. And this is a really good point. He says, you can learn from your kids, which is true, because they're staying up on top of technology way more than you are. You're working your 40, 50 hours a week at work and barely staying on top of what's really relevant as far as technology goes. But they know everything for sure, especially their schools are on top of all the technology and forcing them to get everything from an iPad to who knows what. So it's interesting enough, but they said that in a new survey, 1,200 teens and young adults spent more time on Facebook and instant messaging, and the greater their online and real-world empathy or their ability to understand and relate to others' feelings increased because of Facebook. So it actually increases some of the natural tendencies for proper character or better character for others. And David Carlson, he's another PhD, an Oklahoma City psychologist who heard Rosen's talk, said that WebMD that he has no doubt that social messaging leads to better real life empathy. You see a lot of kids reaching out to friends, showing a lot of caring online, and it translates to that offline. So they're learning it online, but yet it helps them offline as well, dealing with other people's issues and challenges, maybe friends of theirs, obviously, that they have on Facebook that are going through something that they post that maybe you wouldn't know. I mean, if you don't talk to them on the phone, how would you know if they're going through something? But if they posted it, shown a picture of maybe a loss of a loved one, someone they cared about or whatever, it really allows you to engage more in other people's lives. So I do agree with that. And so, you know, we want to knock it and say, oh, it's tearing down, you know, our modern culture, and it's taken away our time together and all. But there's a lot of positives out of it. He said another positive is that Facebook can help teens to express who they are. A lot of times, and that's true, a lot of times kids may be more introverted. They may be more reserved and really not able to express themselves more in a social setting, but they can on Facebook. And really with the guy that made Facebook was one of his flaws. Or not really a flaw, but one of his characteristics, personality traits. And so with Mark, I mean, it was one of the things that it really engaged him and one of the reasons he did that. And so it does help people, I think, open up and be more of who they are at some level. And probably that will translate into regular life for some. So it's interesting what they say with these studies and how they kind of merge that with where life is heading now. I mean, it has become, I don't know if you're not into Facebook now, or not so much the Twitter world, but more the Facebook world. It is becoming the dominant force, if not the dominant force, on the Internet. And if you're not in, you need to get in, because that's where everybody is, and that's where life is right now. Even businesses are jumping in left and right, and it's going to be one of those deals that if you're not in, you're going to be left behind, that's for sure. But I'm glad to see there are some positives for the young people and what we're seeing with young adults and kids as well. So very positive. Very powerful. It's good to see. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Glenn. Hi, Glenn. Welcome to the show.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
I'm living well. What's up? How can I help?
Well, here's the deal. I'm 43, 5'10", and I'm 110 pounds. I was at my maximum weight. I was 128 about 1994 to 1997. Last year, I weighed 115. Now I'm down 110. I do not have diabetes, no major health problems. I'm on a low-carb, basically good, healthy diet all day long, drink plenty of water, and I'm still losing weight.
So you're on a low-carb diet?
Yeah.
And you're losing weight, and you don't want to lose weight, right?
That's correct.
Well, why are you doing the low-carb diet if you don't want to lose weight?
Well, I was told that this was the healthiest diet to go by, low-carb and very little sugar.
Now, very little sugar I agree with, but I'm not a big low-carb guy by any means. I just don't. I mean, I'm more about balance. And so why don't you do this? Give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and let me see how low-carb is low-carb for you.
Okay, maybe it's with you and maybe not. Breakfast typical is maybe a Spanish rice and green peas and water.
Mm-hmm.
At lunchtime, it's sometimes I have, or this is like snack at lunchtime because it's intermingled to both. Sometimes I have cheese and tortillas, either corn or flour. Maybe bratwurst or 97% fat-free hamburger. Also, an average about 3 whole avocados a week with light salt.
Good.
And dinner, about 97% fat-free hamburger, intermingled with sometimes tater tots, Spanish rice, hot dogs, and, well, a little bit of the tortillas, corn or flour, with some salsa, which has green peppers, tomatoes, and onions, things like that in it.
Do you eat much snack in between meals or just the three meals?
I snack in between the meals. It's like I eat about 2 hours. Well, I have my meal or I have my snack. About 2 hours later, I'm hungry like I never ate.
Okay. And this has been going on how long?
This has been going on for many years.
And the doctors are all scratching their heads.
And I'm really losing weight.
The doctors are all scratching their heads. So let's do this. Let's come out of this commercial break, and we're going to talk about actual weight loss, not being able to gain weight, and what could be the cause. We'll get some answers when we come back. Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's cherrybundy.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
You're listening to the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Going into the break, we're talking about actually being able to not gain weight. So it's almost unhealthy weight loss in a way. To Glenn, and Glenn, we were talking about that, and you said for years you've been struggling with this, so you feel like you eat and eat and eat, but you continue to lose weight, right? And sounds to me like you're eating fairly well, and I wouldn't say that that's so much low carb. I'd say it's moderate carb, and so you're getting a decent amount of carbohydrates, and carbohydrates are what the body uses for energy, and it seems like you're getting a decent amount of protein, but also your fats seem to be a little bit limited. Your avocados, so you eat about 3 a week, but I'm not seeing a whole lot of fat that you're eating during the day. What about snacks in between meals? What does that consist of?
Normally cheese and tortillas, flour, and things like that.
Yeah.
Salsa.
So at the end of the day, your protein count is not that high. You're getting a little bit, it sounds like a little bit of lunch and dinner, a little bit in the cheese, a little bit here and there. But you're not getting just an incredible amount of protein. Very low, moderate, I would say. And so that's one thing you definitely, if you're losing weight and you're not really gaining, you would probably want to increase your vegetables as well quite a bit. Now, I mean, it sounds like you're eating more grains with the tortillas and that sort of thing. You're still getting some grains in there. And really, at the end of the day, if you're wanting to gain weight, you've got to increase the calories. So that's one thing you'd probably want to focus on. Have you seen your physician at all? Have you talked to anyone? Have they run blood work on you? Have they done a workup on you to see if there any, could be anything potentially that they're concerned about?
They done a thyroid test about a year ago, and that was, it turned out to be normal.
Okay, that was normal. And they checked anything else within a year's time?
That was it. Oh, I was told that if possible, it was when I was going to college that the campus thought I had a tapeworm, but my parents said that it was not true.
Yeah,
that was about way back in 1980.
Yeah, so what is your age now?
I'm 43.
Yeah, you're 43. That's right. Okay. So 43, you're dealing with this, and you're not losing a ton of weight, but you're down to about 112?
I'm 110, yes.
110. And what would you want to be? You had an ideal weight.
Well, I was told, according to my weight and height chart, I was supposed to be about 135 and 145. I'm small boned.
Okay. It's time to crank up the calories. I mean, that's the only way you're going to gain weight. If your thyroid is fine, and if they checked it within a year, it's time to get it checked again because blood changes every 90 to 120 days. Do you get tired a lot? Fatigued?
Only when I do a lot of exercise, which I do. So basically about half the day and towards evening, I'm just drained.
What kind of exercise do you do and how often do you do it?
I'm basically either I'm walking or I'm through my thinking process. I just had a job that lasted for about 4 months and ended about a couple of days ago, and it was just hard, hard labor.
So all day long.
Basically sorting, lifting, shoveling stuff, things like that.
It's time to crank up the calories. And you probably would want to double your portions of the foods that you're eating on a regular basis and then increase the snacks in between. I mean, the types of foods that you're eating, not that big of a deal. You probably would want to consider increasing protein levels. Protein actually increases the body's ability to hold on to muscle mass and muscle tissue. And the fats, of course, are really good for hormone health and skin, hair, and nails, and then the carbohydrates are good for energy levels. So your carbs, you want to increase fruits and vegetables for sure. I mean, fruits are okay, but vegetables are really, really important. A lot of green vegetables will play a big role for you. But that's something to consider. And, I mean, even following an anti-inflammatory diet like I'm a big fan of doing, I'm not a big fan of grains at all, so the tortillas and all that, I mean, that wouldn't be my first choice. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of other things like sweet potatoes, brown rice that you can increase for carbohydrates that really are more on level 3 of what we talk about in that type of plan. But, I mean, if you're doing a lot of hard labor or you're looking to gain weight, those are the kind of foods that you'd want to increase, provided that you keep your protein levels up, too. And, of course, like you're doing now, you know, lean red meat or fish or hormone-free, antibiotic-free chicken, all the free range, all those sorts of things are all very, very beneficial and very helpful to gain weight. But it's all about calories, too. I mean, your portion sizes are important, but you have to crank up the calories. If you have a fast metabolism and there's nothing medically wrong, and it really is just coming down to, you're just not getting enough for your body. There's a great test called an REE or a metabolic test, and it will actually go in and show you the requirements that your body needs calorie-wise versus the next person. And then you can give a baseline, and then you know the exact amount of calories that you need to gain weight. So all of that can be very helpful. I don't think that they're giving you misinformation. I think that it's more just about increasing the foods that you're eating. You're eating too light if you're wanting to gain weight, sounds like, for your body type. And if you've been doing that much heavy labor, then, I mean, you're burning the calories. You're using your body all day long. You're going to have to double probably what you're eating right now to increase the weight, even if you're settling down from as far as the overactivity and the labor that you've been doing with work. Yeah, it's going to take some more food for sure. I mean, the quality of food you're eating sounds pretty good. So that's the good news. It's probably just coming down to more increasing the calories. Now, I'd get some blood tests done. I would go back to your physician, have them do a full workup, making sure they're looking at all the hormones, not just thyroid function. I would have them look at everything and cortisol. Cortisol is a big one that they can check out. Now, it's good to have that done with a saliva test, but also the blood work, these sorts of things, Jack, with guys. I mean, guys do get them, don't get me wrong, but it's definitely not that common. So probably want to maybe go back to your doc and ask them about the possibility of a bladder infection. I mean, there are natural methods like cranberry extract that can be very beneficial. Ionic silver can be beneficial as well. and echinacea can be helpful. I mean, there's a lot of herbal type formulas and ionic minerals and whatnot. So you can go to your health food store. They can always help you with those sorts of things. There are some natural methods out there, but I would get it checked out. You can do a simple urinalysis, a UA, that your physician can run. They can give you some pretty good information fairly quickly. Might want to check into that. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Joe. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks for taking my call, doctor.
Absolutely. How can I help, my friend?
I'm 68 years old.
Okay.
About 10 years ago, I was diagnosed with an enlarged prostate, and I have high PSA numbers, but has been this high for the last 10 years. Last spring, I had an episode of wanting to urinate and not being able to.
Okay.
That lasted about 2 hours. I constantly drank water. It happened twice after long sessions of workouts at the local Y in a pool where they do aquasize for seniors, and I hadn't drank water those 2 days. Anyway, I went to my urologist, and he said, well, not being able to urinate is a serious thing, and I'm going to have to put you on medication to deal with the enlarged prostate, which was Avodart, and I've been on it for 6 months. I've been listening to your show for about 8 months. So I am concerned about the alternatives of having to be on this for the rest of my life, or is there anything else I can do that would maybe shrink my prostate and not have to have surgery to avoid this problem?
Yeah, there are. There's a lot of things you can do. Have you done any of the natural methods at all in the last 6 months or so, or have you just taken the Avodart?
Well, the only natural methods, and I don't know if they count for this condition, is I got off wheat, I got off dairy, can't get off coffee.
You can't get off coffee?
No.
Why?
I just don't feel like I can get through the day without a cup of coffee.
Well, then there's one of your issues
and
right there.
And that's only one cup a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like in the old days when I was a working man and I had three or four.
Right.
To get through the day. Now I'm retired, and even so, midday, I feel like I need a little boost. And I'll have a half a cup maybe, but I just need something to get me going for the rest of the day.
Right. I understand.
So I understand that I have all the typical enlarged prostate problems. I get up two times a night to urinate. I do drink my water. I am the right weight for my height. I'm 160 pounds at 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
I do exercise. In the winter, I go to the gym because the warm water just helps my aching bones.
Right. No, it's good. It's good that, I mean, as long as you've got a lot of your lifestyle factors going, that's great. Now, as far as the PSA number, what was the blood test number, the PSA?
11.
And
it ranges between 8 and 11 for the last 8-9 years.
So
they're not concerned. I have had it biopsied twice when I switched doctors, and he was concerned, so they did another biopsy. It's all negative, but the enlarged prostate is continuing.
Yeah, but it hasn't doubled in a year.
No, drastic changes in the PSA numbers, just gradually increasing over the last 10 years from 7, 8 to 9, 10, 11.
What about your testosterone? Do they check that regularly?
I don't believe I've ever had a testosterone test.
Okay. Testosterone is the male hormone. You know, that's our main one. And there's a byproduct of testosterone called DHT. And DHT, when it gets elevated, it converts from the regular testosterone, and that causes our prostate to swell. And the Avodart, that's what that does. That medication actually comes in and attempts to block the DHT. So there's a couple of theories out there. There's the theory that if your testosterone is elevated, then your DHT could elevate, causing your prostate to swell even more and potentially lead to cancer. So let's talk about this in just a moment. It's a great topic. Prostate issues, benign prostatic hypertrophy. When we come back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas.
That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the show. We can help you get well, stay well, and live well. This show is about you. It's about your health and your life. Going to the break, we were talking with Joe just about a couple of issues. And really, more than anything, we're dealing with the prostate. And with the swelling of the prostate, it can be a challenge for guys. Now, the big issue is when your PSA, which is your prostate-specific antigens blood test, whenever it gets above 4, you are concerned about cancer potentially. Of course, Joe's had a biopsy twice, and everything came out normal or negative. But the issue is this PSA has been between 8 and 11. Now, that's not too concerning a lot of times, but for the big issue or the standard of care in medicine, what we worry about more than anything is that when a PSA test doubles within a year. So, for example, if it was 8 one year and then it jumped to 16 the next year and stayed there, that would be a concern. But it hasn't happened like that, and so the biggest issue is more just the issues of the swelling of the prostate, Joe, which is where you're getting up in the night, you're getting up a couple times, urinating, you have the urgency, but sometimes you don't go. So just the typical issues that go along with prostate dysfunction in some ways. Now, what I was talking to you about was checking into testosterone, and that's really the big issue. That's the driving force of what happens to the prostate gland itself. When testosterone actually becomes, it doesn't even have to be high. See, the issue is you could have a testosterone of 150, which is extremely low for a male. Most males should have testosterone around 450 to 550 just to be in the normal range and to be in a better functional range, as I like to call it. But, I mean, that's a good number. The problem is when a lot of guys have a conversion problem, they convert a lot of the regular testosterone into a dihydrotestosterone, or DHT. That DHT, if it converts a lot, then it can cause the prostate to swell. And that's kind of the issue that you're probably dealing with. There's a lot of natural things you can do, but it sounds like it might be holding things at bay a little bit, but maybe the issues or the symptoms that you're still having is more of a nuisance. I would get a testosterone test done, and they can actually tell. They can actually do a blood test for DHT too. It'd be interesting to see what your testosterone number is versus what the DHT number is, to see how much is converting over and how high your DHT is circulating in the body and how much that's affecting the prostate. Be interesting. There's a lot of natural things you can do for the prostate, just so you know. There's a lot of good research on saw palmetto, which has been out for years, and you can get all these things at a health food store. You can talk to these folks there. But, I mean, saw palmetto's got great research on it. Pumpkin seed oil. Zinc is a big mineral that we don't have as men. We do have it. It's in our foods, but at the same time, we lose it a lot. We burn up a lot of that making testosterone, so guys tend to need a lot of zinc, and you can get that in nuts and almonds. In a lot of the nuts and seeds, they contain high amounts of zinc, especially walnuts and almonds. So you can get it from natural sources, but a lot of times if you're deficient or if you have what we call a nutritional deficiency and an organ system or glandular system is not working at its peak level, then that could be a cause to actually need more zinc. And, of course, they make supplements and all, and you can get those fairly easily. So just something to consider as you're looking into this. But I'll tell you, the prostate, another big one food-wise would be avocados. They contain a component called beta-cysterol, cytosterol actually, that is a very protective component of our prostate. And just eating I always say an avocado a day keeps prostate issues away, and that's not too much fat. You only get about 30 grams of fat in an avocado, and men probably, depending on your weight, need between about 60 and 90 grams of fat a day because it helps testosterone function and helps overall body function. So, I mean, you're not going to be getting too much fat if you're eating a lot of avocados, and it's very protective for the prostate gland. But, yeah, it's just something to look into. If you're curious about a lot of natural methods for the prostate. There are a lot. And I named a few that you can do some research on, but those have good studies behind them. The pumpkin seed oil does as well. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you can do the natural stuff, if you will. Supplements, you can eat healthy, exercise. You do want to look into maintaining that healthy testosterone level. Exercise can do that. Weight training can do that. And, I mean, also, nettle root, I meant to tell you this, nettle root has some really good research behind it on how it functions biochemically in the body and how it can block the DHT. So naturally, it can block the DHT, and it's a great resource to look into as far as nutritional supplements go. And, of course, there's some foods that contain it, but it's easier definitely to get that one within a supplement form. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Let's go to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Good to talk with you, sir. How can I help?
Yeah, I called a couple days ago, I believe, and I just want to give a plug to you for your faithfulness and calling back. For all those out there who might call up and say, you're a busy man, so I appreciate your call back. I had called and said that I had the C4 and C6 taken out about 7 years ago. They fused it. Animal bone or whatever bone it was, I'm not sure. But the last 3 years or so, it's been just brutal and crucial, just unbelievable pain, terrible feet burn, you know, weight feels like my bones are pressing through my skin, separation in my neck, it seems, or the pressure. Anyway, I take oxycodone, 5 milligram. I get
Mike, excuse me, what is your question? We've got about 30 seconds to close out the show. I won't be able to continue this over. What's your main question?
What age would you recommend for bone relaxation or whatever?
Well, if it's a disc issue that you've been dealing with, there's a lot of things naturally that you can do. High levels of vitamin C can be very helpful. Also, white willow bark are some good herbal formulas that you can look into. But omega-3 fatty acids are always a key. And if you haven't looked into any type of massage therapy around the area, they're finding in research that massage therapy and trigger point therapy around those areas can be extremely helpful in regeneration and also lowering the inflammation.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's C-H-E-R-I-B-U-N-D-I.com. That's cherrybundy.com.